The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And, of course, we're going to start off the program talking about the NC State Fair. If you plan on attending the fair, please note some of the health and safety protocols in place because of COVID-19. First, get vaccinated. If you've already taken this step, thank you. Vaccination is the most effective way for us to get to the other side of this pandemic. While they will not be required proof of vaccination or a recent negative COVID-19 test for admission to the fair, it's strongly encouraged that everyone go out and get vaccinated. Now, if you're not vaccinated and plan to attend, we urge you to find the time to get vaccinated, both for your safety and the safety of others. If you can't go beforehand, First United Methodist Church of Cary is partnering with Wake County Public Health, the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, and FEMA to offer free vaccines in its restaurant space near the end of Restaurant Row near Dorton Arena. Next, determine if this year is the right time for your family to visit. Fair officials respect every person's right to make the best decision they can for themselves and their family. That starts with being informed. State health officials advise those who are not yet fully vaccinated for COVID-19 and those who are immunocompromised to carefully consider their exposure. This also includes a recommendation that everyone, regardless of vaccination status, should wear face coverings in indoor public spaces and in crowded outdoor settings in areas with high or substantial transmission. Choose the day or time you plan to attend to mitigate risk. If you want to beat the crowds, consider attending one of the weekdays or before lunch any day. These are the times you'll be in contact with smaller gatherings of people. Also, when possible, social distance. Wash your hands. Don't feel well, stay home and get tested after you visit the fair. As we've mentioned before, there will be a clear bag policy at the fair. Bags of any size will be allowed as long as they are clear, organizers said, noting that wristlets, diaper bags, and medical equipment bags are exceptions to the rule, but they will be inspected before entry. The clear bag policy does not apply to purses. And that's a look at the state fair, which is running through October 24th. All right, let's check out what the rundown is for Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. And always check either the website or give them a call about what their latest protocols involve regarding COVID. The number at the Carolina Theater, 919-560-3030. Thursday, October 24th, the 21st. How did I confuse that? Thursday, October 21, the Mavericks, En Español World Tour. Friday, October 22nd, it's Justin Willman, Magic for Humans in Person. Justin wants to melt your brain while making you laugh. He's best known as the star and creator of the hit Netflix series Magic for Humans. But you may recognize him from one of his many television appearances. If you don't know Justin, he's a magician and comedian who's mastered the art of turning cynics into believers. or at least getting them to laugh. Okay, Thursday, November 4th at Carolina Theater, The Second City. It's been the world's first name in laughter for more than 60 years. Come join the next generation of comedy superstars as they mash up Second City's greatest hits and brand new material. Sunday, November 7th, it's Drew Lynch. Do something every day that scares you is a motto Drew lives by. In 2015, Drew Lynch captured the hearts of America with his golden buzzer performance on season 10 of America's Got Talent. The person I was before would probably never hang out with who I am today is the statement that resonated most in capturing audiences across the country. Thursday, November 11th, it's Together in Concert. The Together means Mary Chapin Carpenter, Mark Cohn, and Sean Colvin, with hits like Passionate Kisses, and He Thinks He'll Keep Her. Mary Chapin Carpenter has won 5 Grammy Awards, 2 CMA Awards, 2 Academy of Country Music Awards, and is one of only 15 female members of the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. After winning a Grammy for his soulful ballad Walking in Memphis, Mark Cohn had solidified his brilliant tunesmith with passion for a great soul man. And Sean Colvin won her first Grammy Award for Best Contemporary Folk Album with her debut album, Steady On. She has been a mainstay of the singer-songwriter genre ever since, releasing 13 albums. Saturday, November 13th at Carolina Theater, Camera Thomas. Camera will perform original songs and covers that explore and illuminate the storytelling in songs. Saturday and Sunday, November 13th and 14th, the last podcast on the list. Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again tour. Thursday, November 18th, Ladisi, the Wild Card Tour. 2021 Grammy winner Ladisi is a 13-time Grammy-nominated powerhouse vocalist with a career spanning almost 2 decades. Saturday, November 20th, Jax Films presents Yay Live Live, Yesterday I Ask You. And of course, this is Jack Douglas. Sunday, November 21st, Chris Thiele. He's a MacArthur Fellow and Grammy Award-winning mandolinist, singer, and songwriter. Tuesday, November 23rd, Jake Shimabukuro, Christmas in Hawaii. Thursday and Friday, December 2nd and 3rd, the Old Crow Medicine Show. All right, let's switch gears to Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. And once again, you need to check with them about COVID protocols. The phone number, 919-996-8700. And those and information can also be found on the Duke Energy Center website. Through October 31st, it's The Legend of Sleepy Hollow from Carolina Ballet. Thursday, October 21st, Paula Poundstone, comedian and author. Thursday and Friday, October 21st and 22nd, Ignorant Elegance, Laugh Out Loud Comedy Show, and that's at the Kennedy Theater. Friday, October 22nd, Friday Favorites, Mendelssohn and Brahms, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall with a noon performance. Friday, October 22nd, Gilberto Santa Rosa at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, October 22nd and 23rd, Mendelssohn and Brahms, North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, October 23rd, Los Tigres del Norte, the La Reunion Tour, Memorial Auditorium. Thursday through Saturday, October 28th through the 30th, it's Star Wars and More, North Carolina Symphony, Babe and D Concert Hall. Friday, November 5th, Friday Favorites, noon performance again, The Firebird from North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Friday and Saturday, November 5 and 6th, The Firebird once again, evening performance, North Carolina Symphony, again, May Mandy Concert Hall. Friday, November 5th through Sunday, November 14th, Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. This from North Carolina Theater. One of the greatest jazz singers of all time intimately shares her loves and her losses. Set in a small bar in Philadelphia, 1959, Lady Day recounts the life of Billie Holiday and the unraveling of an addicted artist through the songs that made her famous. More than a dozen moving musical numbers are interlaced with personal stories, both hard and humorous, to recount a riveting portrait of the lady and her music mere months before her death. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, November 6th, it's Ben Folds. Saturday, November 13th, Raleigh R&B Music Explosion at Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, November 14th, Fidelio from the North Carolina Opera. At Raleigh Improv in the coming weeks, Raleigh Improv, of course, on Parkside Main Street in Cary. The phone number to check COVID protocols, 919-589-8558. And the protocols are also available on their website. Okay, Friday through Sunday, October 22nd through the 24th, Amir K. His fun, unique approach to storytelling brings audiences together through his improvisational talent, characters, and charisma. Thursday through Sunday, October 28th through the 31st, J.J. Williamson. Hard work and enthusiasm have promoted J.J. to a very successful start in the entertainment industry. He's proven that he is one of the most sought-after rising stars in the comedy industry today. Wednesday, November 3rd at Raleigh Improv, Gabriel Iglesias. Gabriel developed a strong sense of humor during his childhood to deal with the obstacles he faced. In 1997, he set out to hone his comedic skills and perform stand-up anywhere he could find an audience, including biker bars and hole-in-the-wall joints. Gabriel Iglesias... It's just one of those weeks. Gabriel Iglesias, Wednesday, November 3rd at Raleigh Improv. Then Friday through Sunday, November 5 through 7, Desi Banks. Friday through Sunday, November 12th through the 14th, Harland Williams. Friday through Sunday, November 19th through the 21st, Pete Lee. Friday through Sunday, November 26th through the 28th, Godfrey. And Friday through Sunday, December 3rd through the 5th, Angela Johnson. And again, all shows are 18 plus. Okay, at Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh, 919-828-5233. Thursday through Saturday, October 21st through the 23rd, Josh Wolfe. A core member of the Chelsea Lately Roundtable, Josh is a staple of the L.A. comedy circuit. In addition to his work on Chelsea Lately and its spinoff, After Lately, Wolf had his own show on CMT, The Josh Wolf Show, and has appeared numerous times on Doug Benson's Getting Doug with High. Friday and Saturday, October 22nd and 23rd, Sean Donnelly. Sean is a touring headliner comedian who has performed in clubs and at festivals all over the country. He has appeared on The Late Show with David Letterman, Conan, and NBC's Last Comic Standing. And this is an Upstairs at Goodnight's event. Sunday, October 24, Chingo Bling. Chingo is known for his insightful, unapologetic Latino stand-up comedy and multiple viral videos. He is a fearless cross-platform performer who has appeared in everything from feature films and MTV shows to comedic websites, musical parodies, and sold-out live stand-up comedy shows all over the USA. Thursday through Saturday, October 28th through the 30th, Brian Callen. Brian is an actor, comedian, and podcaster, often recognized from his numerous film and TV roles. A seasoned headliner, Callen is a comedian who pulls no punches, commanding the stage with a rush of masculine enthusiasm and confidence. Thursday, October 28th at Goodnight, it is Goodnight's Comedy Academy 101 graduation. That's Upstairs at Goodnight's. Friday and Saturday, October 29 and 30, Sean Patton. Tuesday, November 2nd, Michael Blostein. Thursday, November 4th, Christina P. Special note, once again, all shows are 18 plus. All right, let's check out Raleigh Little Theater, their 2021-22 season. Phone numbers there, 919-821-4579 and 919-821-3111. Okay, October 23rd through the 31st, Elephant and Piggies, we are in a play. As you might expect, this is a family musical. An elephant named Gerald and a pig named Piggy are the very bestest of friends. In this vaudevillian romp, Elephant and Piggy singing their way through a day where anything is possible. February 4th through the 20th next year, Pride and Prejudice. Now, this isn't your grandmother's Austen. Bold, surprising, boisterous, and timely, this P&P, Pride and Prejudice, for a new era, explores the absurdities and thrills of finding your perfect or imperfect match in life. March 18th through the 27th, 2022, Junie B. Jones is not a crook. June 3rd through the 19th next year, In the Heights. All right, looking at a couple of entertainment venues elsewhere in the state, let's start at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Sunday, October 24th, it's Michael Bublé. Wednesday, October 27th, Gold Over America Tour, starring Simone Biles. Friday, November 5th, Maverick City Tour. Saturday, November 20th, Genesis. Saturday, December 4th, Kane Brown, Blessed and Free Tour. And Friday, December 31st, WWE Friday Night Smackdown. All right. Greensboro Coliseum, Thursday, October 28th, For King and Country. Friday, November 5th, Los Angeles Azules. Saturday, November 6th, 85 South Comedy Show Live. Friday, November 12th, Little Baby and Friends. Saturday, November 13th, Leonard Skinner. Friday, November 19th, James Taylor and his All-Star Band. And then Saturday, December 18th at Greensboro Coliseum, Eric Church. All right, looking at the clubs in downtown Raleigh, Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Most shows start at 9, unless noted, and the phone number there, 919-821-1120. And here's the rundown for the next couple of weeks. Wednesday, October 20th, Emily Wolf with Emily Mussolino. Thursday, October 21st, Awin Family Band and Lua Flora and the Hourglass Kids. That starts at 8. Friday, October 22nd, Spaced Angel with Boy Named Sue and Old Cartoons. Saturday, October 23rd, Kitchen Dwellers. Sunday, October 24th, Bag of Humans with Poinsettia. That concert starts at 7. Monday, October 25th, Vibe Session at 8. Tuesday, October 26th, Kyle Ayers Hopefully Remembers How Tour with Jordan Scott Huggins. Wednesday, October 27th, I Hate God with Bat and Lie Heavy. Thursday, October 28th, Fruit with By George and Julia, that's at 8. Friday, October 29th, CBDB with Andy Lyle Hall. Saturday, October 30th, A Very Lebowski Halloween with Fireside Collective. Sunday, October 31st, The Fritz Halloween Party, and that starts at 9:30. And the next day, Monday, November 1st, Coast to Coast Live Showcase. Okay, let's check on the Ritz and the schedule there. Of course, the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Phone number 919-424-1400. And most shows at the Ritz start at 8, unless noted. Saturday, October 23rd, Danny Duncan. Tuesday, I forgot to put the date in there. But anyway, Bryan. This is not a good day. Zach Bryan at 7. Friday, October 29th, Surfaces, Good to Be Back Tour at 7:15. Saturday, October 30th, Isaiah Rashan, Little Sonny's Awesome Vacation. Friday, November 5th, San Holo, BBUOK Tour. And that is a look at the Ritz schedule through the first of next month. Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. The phone number is 919-821-4111. Okay, Wednesday, October 20th, Neil Francis with Duck at 8. Thursday, October 21st, the Monster Energy Outbreak Tour presents Larkin Poe at 8. Friday, October 22nd, Spafford with Eggy at 8:30. Saturday, October 23rd, Delvon Lamar Organ Trio at 11:30. Tuesday, October 26th, Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real. That concert starts at 8:30. Wednesday, October 27th, Turquoise and Thumpasaurus at 8 o'clock. Thursday, October 28th, Andy Frasco and the UN with Cosmic Superheroes at 8. Friday, October 29th, Hayes Carl at 8. Saturday, October 30th at Lincoln Theater, QDR Howl-O-Ween Harvest Ball featuring Priscilla Block, Dylan Carmichael, and Cameron Marlowe. And that party starts at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, November 3rd, Lettuce at 8 o'clock. And that's a look at the schedule of Lincoln Theater to the 1st of November. Pullen Park, their schedule there, the Pullen Carousel operates Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays from 11 to 6, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 3. The Pullen train will run 11 to 6 on Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays. then Saturdays and Sundays from 2 until 6. Finally, the kiddie boats will operate on Wednesdays from 11 to 6. The city indicates ticket cashiers may not be available all the time, so you are encouraged to buy your tickets in advance online through RecLink. By the way, tickets are $1.50 each. Okay, PNC Arena. The phone number there, 919-861-2300. Coming up Tuesday, October 26th, it is Michael Bublé. In the U.S. alone, Bublé has already performed for over 500,000 fans. The demand to see Michael Bublé in concert is bigger than ever. He sold out over 60 million records worldwide over the course of his extraordinary career. Friday, November 19th, Genesis, The Last Domino. One of the most successful and legendary rock bands of all time, Genesis has sold more than 100 million albums with numerous top 20 hits, including Invisible Touch, In Too Deep, and Turn It On Again, while also being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2010. Wednesday through Sunday, December 8th through the 12th, Disney Eyes presents Mickey's Search Party. And then Wednesday, December 15th, it's Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Also known as TSO, the multi-platinum progressive rock group is bringing its highly anticipated winter tour back. This year's long-awaited tour celebrates the 25th anniversary of the group's landmark album, Christmas Eve and Other Stories, the three-time certified platinum album that launched the group to superstardom and spawned the Bring the Whole Family rock holiday tradition that has now played to more than 17 million fans all across the nation. Once again, that's Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Wednesday, December 15th. At PNC Arena. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.